The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Yeah, they're ransoming our children's future, that's for sure. Hey, welcome back. It's hour number two. Bob Tuscan with you today. Feel free to join us at any time with what's on your mind. I got to tell you, I've completely ignored the hype on the insurrection. I was never on the Trump train, guys. Sorry, I didn't get caught up in obsessing about who the POTUS is or isn't. That's just not things that interest me, to be honest. And I know it interests many of you, and that's cool. But it really isn't something that interests me. I'm more focused on grassroots efforts and things that we can do to protect our families and things that are an immediate threat to our families. And I think this tunnel vision that we have on what the lamestream wants our consciousness to focus on is of a detriment to us all. So I think focused on the insurrection one way or another, whether it's pro or con, is and I'm even using their jargon, insurrection, which I find to be hyperbolic and probably off. But I think focusing on these narratives is always a distraction and really gets us nowhere. So my advice, turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Don't watch it. It's nonsense. I'll admit it, I watched a little bit of it. I happened to be traveling, so I was in a hotel room. One of the few times in which I turn on the brainwashed screen. And they were playing it on every channel, the conference or the committee last week. And I kind of watched it. I felt like I was an extraterrestrial watching this because it was done in such a blatant, propagandized fashion. It was a total PR, public relation, presentation. And before it was PR, when Edward Bernays, Freud's nephew, changed it, it was propaganda. And they even played video clips that were produced of it all to show the insurrection in a animated way that was completely propagandized. I mean, it was just nonsense, just garbage. And it was irrelevant to anything that impacts my daily life. Absolutely irrelevant. And if you think otherwise, feel free to call in and tell me that the insurrection is the most important thing ever, and that we should be super worried about it, and that Q should have saved us all, and that we should have invested in storming the Capitol, that it was a good thing, it was a bad thing, that, you know, whatever. Feel free to call in and tell me otherwise. But to me, a complete waste of time. What did these people think they were going to do? Really? And, you know, I had Stuart Rhodes on this show many times years ago, and I like the guy, and I hate the fact that he's being used as a figurehead for this whole thing. I hate the fact that people got duped into this, and now they're being used as patsies to feed into the agenda, to help provide them with this false flag agenda. Patsies, right? I hate that. I hate that they were manipulated to take a course of action that now has put them in the spotlight in a way in which they're being exploited, they're being used to fulfill this narrative, this story that they want us to buy into. And I'm not buying into it. I don't want to buy into it. I'm not going to buy into it. It's BS. It's a waste of time. What are your thoughts? 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. You can also dial 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. All right, let's speak with Mike in New York. Hi there, Mike.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Fantastic.
You mean that?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I'm wondering,
when people say, how are you, do they really even care? When somebody says, how are you, most of the time they don't care, right?
Probably not.
No.
I don't think you care, but I appreciate you asking.
Mike, you're wrong. I genuinely wanted to know, how is Mike? Tell me, Mike, how are you? Everything good? You drink enough water today?
I didn't, but I want to learn some more about this tax credit thing you're talking about. I want my money back.
You want your money back? Okay. Well, it's a simple program. It's the IRS that steals your money in the first place is giving $26,000 per W-2 employee that your business may have. And it's as easy as giving me a call. You can call our call-in line, talk to the producer, leave your name and number, and when I get off the air or sometime during business hours tomorrow, I'll call you, and we'll try to get that $26,000 for you. Are you a business owner, Mike?
Yes, yes. But explain to me, is this the PPP BS that they did last time and said I didn't qualify? No.
So this is our friends at the IRS using the CARE Act money. Unlike the PPP and the SBA stuff, this isn't a loan. This doesn't have any earmarked requirements for how you use the money. You're eligible if you had W-2 employees that stayed on during COVID. And there's a couple other tricks to the trade, and that's where I come in and am helping people to get this money. But no, it's a check that is scot-free in your hand, and depending on how many employees you have, you can get quite a few dollars back in your pocket. Per W-2 employee, you can get up to $26,000. That adds up.
So you're saying even if I didn't qualify for PPP, I could still potentially qualify for this?
100%.
And what about, because I asked my accountant, my CPA about it, I think I was going to qualify.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. Most of these guys don't understand tax code. They don't understand what we ought to be doing. So CPAs are playing the game, and they don't want you to know about this stuff, to be quite frank. They want you to just pay the IRS, pay off the mafia. It's easier. Don't cause any problems. And the truth is, no, you're probably eligible regardless of what your CPA told you, all right?
Okay. And is this
you sound so excited.
It's hard to believe. You know, with these things, you know, you get your hopes up and then you go through all this rigmarole and paperwork and this and that, and then they come back and say, nope, you don't qualify.
Well, I mean, what is it going to take you? 5 minutes to call me and talk to me about it to see if you qualify or you don't? Is that worth up to $26,000 per W-2 employee that you have?
Well, that's all right. Well, you got me.
All right. Well, let's talk off air, and I'll see if I can qualify your business. And if anybody else out there is listening, I'd love to do the same for you. You can call us and leave your number with my producer, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or you can call us troll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Thanks again for calling, Mike. Mike, how's New York City going these days? Is everybody scared to death of COVID, or have things started to lighten up a little bit?
No, it's getting lighted up. It's getting better. We could just get the bums off the street. We'd be all right.
Hold on. I got a real question here. We talk about a lot of heavy things on this broadcast, but here's the real question for a New Yorker. Best bagel and best pizza.
Am I allowed to say names?
Name names. Go for it, man. Go for it. What's the best bagel in New York City? And it sounds like you're a New Yorker. You're a lifetime New Yorker?
Of course.
All right. So what is – I want an expert opinion here. Best pizza, best bagel?
Start with the bagel for breakfast. Essa bagel. No questions.
Essa bagel. Not H&H. We're talking Essa bagel.
Essa bagel.
All right, and they use that fluoridated water from the New York Public Utility, I'm sure.
I don't know about all that, but it tastes good, whatever they're feeding me.
All right, so we got the best bagel. If you're just tuning in, we got an expert New Yorker here talking about real heavy-hitting issues here, folks. This is what really matters, if you're wondering. Yes, we're all going to die from some scamdemic, and yes, the government's going to take away our weapons and turn our kids gay with transgender propaganda, but we're talking about real heavy-hitting stuff here. Here's the one that really is heavily debated. There's so many options. Best pizza in NYC.
Wow. That's a loaded question for me. It depends on what type of pizza we're talking about. A lot of different pizza, you know. You have your New York-style pizza, your Napoli-style pizza, your Sicilian-style pizza. Which pizza are we talking about?
Let's just talk across the board. And it sounds like you're a more of a Napoletano guy, but Napoletano. Am I saying that right?
That's enough.
All right. So what's the best pizza? Come on, spit it out. Let's hear. You called in. I gave you info on the ERTC tax credit stuff. I need to know, what's the best pizza?
I hate to make it more famous than it already is, but Una Pizza Napoletana down in the Lower East Side. He's doing it right.
Oh, so this is a secret. This isn't a tourist trap. This is a local's favorite pizza.
No, he's famous now. He's been on Billions and on ABC and NBC Good Morning and all those types of shows. He's famous, but you got to give it to him. The guy's doing it right.
All right, one more time. What was the name of that?
Una Pizza Napoletana.
Una Pizza Napoletana. Okay. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for calling in today. Leave your name and number with my producer off the air, and we'll see if we can get
you
your business.
You help me get that $26,000 per employee. I got 12 employees. You were talking about $300,000 you can get me?
That's a lot of money that you can get, absolutely.
Are you going to charge me up front for this, or what's the story? How much I got to pay you?
I mean, the way I'm trying – yes, there's something in it for me, of course. I hate to say it, but I got to feed my family too. But I'll take some money on the backside, so – when the mafia IRS pays you the check, you know, you give me a little sliver and everyone's happy.
I'll take you out for some pizza and bagels, too.
That sounds good. I'll take you up on that. Mike, great to hear from you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. And, yeah, I'd love to help you out as well with this ERTC stuff. It's up to $26,000. All you need is to have W-2 employees on the books. I know a lot of our listeners don't play that game, but if you happen to, we'd be glad to get you some more money in your pocket. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, crazy stuff going on in the world today, isn't it?
A lot of crazy stuff. First time I've listened to your show. By the way, I didn't know if it was a joke initially or not, but then I realized I take it that was your son who called during the first segment of the show, first hour.
That was indeed my son. I've created a monster.
Well, I was going to compliment you and tell you that you and your wife must be doing something extra special right, because from the sound of his voice compared with my nephews and nieces, I'm going to guess he's around 11, 12.
He's turning 10 on July 4th.
Okay, so my compliment was this. What an intelligent, precocious young man you're raising there. You're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. And Tom, I have something to share with you. Don't tell anybody, okay? He's
between me, you, and the wall.
Okay, yeah, let's not tell anybody. He's not vaccinated. He's lived in the country on our farm, unschooled, homeschooled, and he also doesn't have a social security number or a birth certificate. Don't tell anybody, okay?
Again, you and your wife are doing something extra special. I wish more parents did. The reason
because
I'm calling,
he's not property of the state, right? He's my kid. He's not. We have kids. They're baby goats. He's my son. He's my child.
And you did everything appropriate from what you're telling me. I'm curious. In that vein, were you married in a church between just you and your wife and the pastor and recorded in the Bible, or did you get the state involved?
No state has never been involved in any of my family affairs.
So you did your homework before you made important decisions in your life. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I actually, Tom, I gave a lecture called The Birth of a Free Mind at the Freer Mind Conference many years ago, where I outlined his experience of being born, my experience with him being born, I can't speak, but nonetheless, his birth, I gave a lecture about, and we attempted to do a home birth. Unfortunately, she wasn't progressing, and medical intervention seemed to be a necessity at that point.
And as far as emergency medicine, we do have the best in that regard, and I have no qualms against it.
Yeah, that's right. There is a place for emergency allopathic medicine at times. You know, you're shot, your leg's severed. You know, there's things that it makes a lot of sense. And I'm thankful for our healthcare system in that respect at times. There's a lot of other stuff we won't get into where they drop the ball. But back to the story, you know, he ended up being born in a hospital, unfortunately. And I'm glad I was prepared to take on the doctors and the staff and everyone, because I was able to do a pretty good job of asserting myself. There were so many different things that they were trying to push to happen between vitamin K shots and the vaccines and testing and this and that. And I stood my ground, so much so that at one point the doctors said, sir, we need to talk to you outside. Now, she was in labor. She was about to give birth any second now. They take me outside. They corner me at the door, and they say, listen, we don't know what your problem is, but you need to stop what you're doing, and you need to listen to our medical advice. We are the authority. You need to listen to us, right? And they said, if you don't listen, we may have to consult a higher power. And I remember it like it was yesterday, even though it was almost 10 years ago today. I said to them, a higher power? What, are you going to pray to God? You're going to bring God into this? What the hell are you talking about, a higher power? And they said, no.
They are at times, and probably more often than I even know about, because I don't frequent hospitals that often, but they can be very heavy-handed, obstinate, and threatening.
Well, they threatened me, and they threatened to consult with a higher power. And when I said, what do you mean higher power? Are you going to pray to God? They said, no, we might contact child custody services or whomever. And I looked them dead in the eye, and I said, you do what you have to do, and I will do what I have to do for my family. And that was the end of it. They didn't mess with me a single time after that, and luckily they didn't get the folks involved. Tom, stay on. We got to take a quick break. I'd love to continue chatting, though. We'll be right back after these quick words. ¶¶
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, welcome back. Bob Custis here with you tonight. Public Broadcasting Network. Good to be back. I don't know if you remember me, but I used to do a show Monday through Friday, a couple hours a night, for many years on the station. Did you forget me? That's okay. I didn't forget you. Enjoying taking your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll keep the lines open for the remainder of the broadcast today. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Tom, what else is on your mind before I let you go, brother? Anything else good?
Well, getting back real quickly to the hospital and then one other quick comment for you. Yeah, I certainly can relate to what you're talking about. You went into that situation with a lot more information than I had. I and my wife were both unsure about the whole vaccination issue. We wanted to get more information prior to having them delivered. And we should have had done that homework prior to, but the whole vaccine issue didn't come up till later, and there were some other medical issues. But at any rate, I stayed with her, and it could have been mere coincidence, but we had made our wishes known, and I was with her every minute that she was there. And we heard an announcement about a vehicle with an alarm going off, and I knew it was my vehicle from the information they gave. And during that brief period of time to go out and shut that alarm off, he got vaccinated. Coincidence? You tell me.
That's what they do. They wait for that vulnerable moment, and then they go in and they try to bombard you. That's exactly what they do.
Yeah. And lastly, out of courtesy to the other callers, I know you probably have a lot of people that want to call. Please tell me you're not going to leave us hanging with the AI story. At least give us a paragraph or two. If it's long or if it's even not that long and you don't want to read the whole thing, that's fine. But you can't leave us completely hanging. Just a little synopsis, just a paragraph or two, just to wet our whistle.
Okay, yeah, let me see if I have more time because that is shocking. At the very least, I'll include a link in the show notes, and it's at the Republic Broadcasting website. But yeah, I do want to share that because when the researcher asked the AI to tell a story, the story that he came up with I got chills reading it. So I definitely want to share that with you, Tom. So yeah, good point.
Yeah, and like I said, a paragraph or two, I'll give you the perfect segue. Just go with the late great Harvey, I can't remember his last name.
The rest
I can't
of the story.
It. The rest of the story. You got
Paul
it.
Paul Harvey.
Great teaser. Paul Harvey.
There you go.
Great teaser. We'll, all right, thank you.
We'll do the rest of the story. All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. Let's get to that in a little bit. Yeah, I do want to touch on that again. But in the meantime, let's talk to John in Michigan. Hi, John.
Good evening, and you're doing a great job. I remember your name back when, but I don't think I ever had the opportunity to hear you on the network. I met John Stadtmiller back in 2000, around early 2000s. He was a good friend, and but beside that, he came up here and helped us with some issues in northern Michigan. But in the mid-90s, they brought education into Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. They were the pilot states for this bad education. They brought it up north in northern Michigan to try it out, and we pulled our children out and homeschooled. And I'm just commending you on the matureness of your grandson. I have a 7-year-old grandson. They're being homeschooled too, and his new interest is disasters like tornadoes. So he's got all these stats on tornadoes, and he's 7 years old. So
that's fun. Having that's them a lot home of fun. And
having them home and giving them, the opportunity to find information with the proper tools. In the schools, they take away the reading capabilities, the wording capabilities, dictionaries. Not even familiar. My granddaughter thinks it's a great book.
Sure.
She's 7 too, but she didn't know anything about it. And I just commend you on with your son and also.
Well, John, real quick, let me jump in here, real quick. I have a confession to make. Okay. Don't tell anybody. I'm going to make a confession here.
Well, I can handle it.
All right, good. No, I'm not transgender, so we'll get that out of the conversation. my confession is that my son and I, on the weekends, when we're out and about doing things, we like to listen to NPR, National Public Radio. Okay.
It has some good spots.
They have some good spots, but the reason I think we like to listen to it, in addition to certain things that are, interesting and there's some things that transcend politics that are fun to listen to on there. But the reason we like to listen to it, and my son was the one who vocalized this. He was the one who articulated this to me, and I was such a proud dad. He basically said, you know what, Dad? I like listening to NPR when we're in the car because it gives me a glimpse of what the other side is talking about. It allows me to not just see one perspective, but to see a multitude of perspective, which refines my own perspective.
I'll hold over.
So we'll be right back, and we'll talk more about that, John, and to Bill as well. Don't go anywhere.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
years has that Extendivite commercial been on the air? That Extendivite commercial has to have been played on RBN for at least 10 years now. At least. They've been a longtime sponsor. Wow. They're extending the life of their sponsorship. Extend the life. All right, cool. Welcome back, Bob Tuscan here. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're taking your phone calls for the remainder of the broadcast. Tons of stuff to talk about, tons of stuff that we've already discussed. Great to be here. I'll be back on Friday, actually, hosting again in the host chair for you. So looking forward to that. Let's wrap up with John in Michigan. John, sorry we got cut off by the break, but anything else on your mind?
Yes, that's I expect breaks, but I just want to commend you. My seven-year-old grandson is phenomenal. My seven-year-old granddaughter, she's not being homeschooled, but she should be, but she's just finishing first grade. But when she was 4 years old, she would watch the YouTube, and she taught herself the Russian alphabet, and then also identified words in Russian. So these children, they just need to have the right opportunity and exposure to really develop properly, and breaking them of what they should have. And their personality is wrong, just like they did to our native Indians here, breaking their spirit and their heritage. So, folks, it's if it's possible, do it. You don't have to be a teacher either, because what's called the teacher today are facilitators. They're not even masteries in what they have are educated. trying to show people. Anyway, I won't take up any more time, and God bless you. And it's great to hear you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate that. Yeah, children are born with an innate curiosity, and as we get older, we're taken further and further away from that innate curiosity that we all have within us. And sometimes I got to get back in touch with my inner child. You know, the programming, the conditioning over the years weighs on our psyches, on our consciousness. That's a lot of what the indoctrination camps set out to do, or they do inevitably. So yeah, it's important that we all get back to that. And it's fun to live vicariously as a parent through my son, who hopefully is allowing his free flow of expression and learning to take place. And it's very exciting. I wish I had some of that. And I'm reminiscing sometimes of when I was an innocent child before I was jaded by this world. 800-313-9443. Take your calls to wrap things up tonight. Got a few more things to go over, but if you'd like to call, we'd like to hear from you. 512-248-8252 as well as our local number. You can call nationwide. I guess 800 numbers really don't matter anymore. Everybody has long distance calling, so feel free to call 512-248-8252. Bill in Wyoming, you're on the air.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
I'm very happy with what is happening in Florida and other places with the termination of this elementary school gender scramble that they're trying to do. But there's unfortunately something that, for some reason, is not being addressed in any way whatsoever by anybody.
What's that?
It's something which medically is called intersex. And intersex is a very simple thing when you get right down to it. Basically, a baby will
be born. Isn't that where streetlights are, an intersection?
Oh, no, that's intersections.
Oh,
I'm talking about intersex. And intersex is a situation where the baby is born, and the doctor looks down, and the genitals are kind of a mixed bag. We're not really sure whether this is a he or she. Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. But the problem is how what they do with that child is they send the child off to a surgeon to basically make it one or the other based on whatever the surgeon thinks it is, without even drawing blood and finding out genetically what the darn thing is. It may be XX, it may be XY, it may be all kinds of other things that aren't XX or XY. And until you know what it is genetically, you shouldn't be chopping and changing anything around. But that's what they do now. They don't care what the genetics of the child are. They go by the cosmetics by itself. And if you have a little boy or a little girl who isn't basically completely and obviously a little boy or a little boy may wind up a little girl, and a little girl may wind up a little boy. And to do it right there after birth is consigning that child to a future of psychological issues.
Well, they shouldn't circumcise the boys either. Bill, they shouldn't circumcise the boys either, though.
Absolutely not. You should not have to get any kind of a surgery before the time that you're old enough to actually be consulted yourself on that surgery, if that surgery is not a matter of life and death. If that surgery doesn't apply to your surviving, it shouldn't be up to anybody but you later on.
Bill, I want to call my parents right now on the air and confront them for circumcising me.
Well, of course, that is a religion thing.
No, it's a religion of mainstream health. Mr. Producer, call that number. Get my mom on the line. I want to ask her why she mutilated me. Can you call her real quick?
As to a, And as to another thing that isn't talked about, there seems to be a complete ignorance about all the people who are up in arms and screaming, AI, AI, bots, bots, all this other garbage, and there's never any mention of the Turing test.
Well, let's hear about that in just a second. Mr. Producer, I want to hear the rings. Can you make it ring so I can hear it? So when she picks up, I can talk to her? Are you able to do that? All right. Bill, we got to call my mom and ask her why the hell she circumcised me. I'm not happy about it.
Well, I think you're a little past puberty that you maybe should have taken this into consideration before now.
I did. But, you know, you brought it up, and I need to call her. I need to call her. Hello? Well, hold on, Bill.
Sure.
We're calling her. And then we're going to get to Frank, Jason, and Lauren to wrap things up tonight. But let's call my mother, Bill. I need your help here, okay? All right. Can the audience hear?
Hello?
Mom?
Hello?
Mom, it's Bob Tuscan. Can you hear me? You're live on the air.
Yes, I can hear you.
Mom, Bob Tuscan here. Why is it you circumcised me when I was a baby? Is it what was your reasoning?
I'm on a long-distance call on the other line. I'm really sorry that I can't take this call right now. So if you could call me back.
Well, I'm only on the air for another 15 minutes, but I guess if you can't talk right now, we'll talk later, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, love you, Mom. Bye. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, she's on a long-distance phone call. Come on, folks. That has got to be one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life. I just got done talking about how you can call our local number because nobody cares about calling long-distance phone numbers anymore, and that was her excuse. All right. To be fair, I did bombard her, but, that was good. That was, ladies and gentlemen, that was great radio. Jason Frank in New York. Frank, are you there?
Hey, Bob, this is truly a family show, brother, okay?
I know. I had my son on. I'm calling my mother, who was scared to death for me confronting her.
I love it, brother.
This is great.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt about it. I'm a big fan of yours, Bob. I'm an older guy, but I remember you over at Oracle. I think you were at RBN earlier. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I remember you went into – you use a lot of logic. If we had 1,000 views around – 1,000 people like you around the country, Bob, we might be able to get some of this crap straightened out. But unfortunately, we don't. But I recall a time you were talking to a pharmacist, I think it was, and you started asking her questions, and you had her all twisted up. This wasn't live on the radio. I think you had talked about having talked to her. You asked her about a drug or something, and blah, 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 blah. And you kind of made it – not you didn't make a fool of her, but, you know, you brought a lot of common sense out, and you know, she was one of these, you know, graduates, probably one of these pharmaceutical schools, you know what I mean? And that's all she knows, you know what I mean? They don't hear anything about magnets or colloidal silver or oil of oregano or
no.
You know, marijuana or a lot of stuff out there, you know what I mean? Chicken soup that can actually help people, you know?
That's right.
I always appreciated your show. I remember I called you a long time ago, and I was kind of nervous, and you said, don't worry, Frank, you're with friends here, and I'm pretty sure it was at RBN at that time. But I just want to call them and say, there are fans of yours out here, brother. We'd love to see you come back on a regular basis, you know.
Hey, man, thank
once
you.
A week or 5 nights a week, you know, and I'm serious when I say that. All right, hey, you have a good evening. Keep up the family show, brother. It's great. I'm waiting to hear from your dad, okay?
Yeah, we'll call him next. Wait until you hear him. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah,
you should hear me call my Jewish father about Israel. That'll be a fun show. Jeez.
I agree with your stance on that. You know, they're bad boys over there. There's a lot of good people, but those people over there running the show are bad boys.
There's everyday people, and then there's the Mossad, right? You know, and then there's
exactly the Mossad runs the show. You know, they got control of Barack Obama through the CIA. Obama's telling Biden what to do out there. You know, Biden's going to take all of the bullets when this ship goes down. I mean, I don't see how they've got it. You know, they're trying to bring up, like you said, that sham, you know what I mean, that they're running on there, the 1-6 thing. You know, I mean, if anybody watches Tucker Carlson, I mean, he just rips that apart. You know, I'm sure you heard of Epps, right?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that
was,
you know, encouraging everybody, Ray Epps, I believe his name was, you know, encouraging everybody, get in there and let's do this, and we got to get into the Capitol, and he's whitewashed, you know what I mean? Well, and they got people in there for over a year. It's disgusting. These politicians, the Republicans, should step up and say, hey, enough's enough here. These people have been tortured enough. They're in there for what? Some of them were invited in, as a matter of fact. You know, it's just disgusting what's going on. And it seems like we've lost the sense of fairness, justice, and real law in this country. You know, they can go after who they want and let go who they want, it seems, you know.
No, it's all sensationalized, it's all politicized, and it's just a big show. Frank, great to hear from you, brother.
Hey, yeah, thank you, Bob. You have a good one. Bye now.
You too, man. Take care. Jason in Tucson, Arizona, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Bob, good to hear you. Hey, good to hear you on the radio again, Bob. I used to listen to you back in the day when you're on the network there.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Yeah, so my wife and I had a salon for 15 years. It got destroyed, not by COVID, but by the cops coming in and locking us down, basically. And you just can't not produce income and still have all the bills coming in, you know what I mean?
So wait a second. You had a salon? Why were the cops messing with you?
Because our business wasn't in Tucson, but in Marana, a small town next door. But both Tucson and Marana both did it. The mayors issued edicts that all salons, bars, and restaurants have to close because of COVID, because it's dangerous, because obviously 8 ladies in my salon getting hair done is a massive health threat, but Target in the same plaza has got hundreds of people and is not a health threat, you know? So what got me the most, though, is they don't have the authority to do that. So I had from the mayor that they had the site, I just printed it out. I said, okay, here's what you're enforcing. Step one right here, close bars, salons. Okay, here's section two right here. It says all the exceptions. It's everybody. Because they don't have the authority to do it. So the lawyers made them word it up so that they'd get out of it. But they came in with guns and everything and intimidated my women. They just wouldn't come back, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, that's horrible.
Yeah, but anyway, about the PPP loan. So not what you're saying here, because we didn't have any W-2 employees. They're all, it's basically they rent chairs from us.
Sure.
So I tried to get the original PPP loan. Couldn't get it, even though I know people that don't have W-2 employees and still got it, and all these fraudsters got money. I applied a bunch of times. They just wouldn't give us anything. But what gets me, I'm going to tell you this little story here. I'll be trying quick here. So I heard that it's about a half-hour recorded phone call. It's a woman. I don't know who she is. She's just a small business owner, and she's talking to the Small Business Association people. Now, remember, this all comes from Trump giving $6 trillion to bail out small businesses. But the problem is $4 trillion went straight to Wall Street, that they don't have to pay back. And we now see that BlackRock's been using it to buy up all the houses and increase the prices and property taxes. But you would think that would leave $2 trillion over for small businesses? Nope, only $350 billion. And most of that got stolen. Because what this lady and this SBA caseworker were talking about, she was angry. She says, I had a really high number, and nobody else, all the other guys, can't tell me anything. I've got moved way back in the line. And she says, and nobody knows anything. And this guy says, okay, I'll explain it to you. Because normally, we at the SBA caseworkers, we handle this stuff. He said, but for this special thing, we don't get to handle it. Specifically, the top people at the SBA and Chuck Schumer, and his office is real close to ours. He says, so what they're doing is, you remember how in March it was the record number for small businesses opening?
Right.
At the same time, they're closing us all down. Well, that's because he said basically what these politicians did is they formed these shell companies, and they arranged it so that anyone who applies for the small business loan for the 10 grand, if you get rejected, you automatically get it. But that was only for the first X amount of whoever, you know? He says, so what they did is that's why you got jumped back in line, because they skipped all their shell companies in front of you, and they just put zeros in. So while it takes us 2.5 hours to fill the darn thing out, you know, have to get all this paperwork, they just put in a bunch of zeros in it. And he says he knows that they've stolen $1 billion so far.
You know, Jason, this is reminiscent of what happened with the cronies that got all the no-bid contracts once we went into the war in Iraq and the war on terror. Oh, yeah. It's the same false flag. In this case, it was COVID. And then the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. And they profit off of it all the way down. And it's, you know, no different than the famous logic or famous rhetoric that we heard from Emmanuel: never let a good crisis go to waste. And these politicians and scumbags are fattening their pockets and lining their pockets with our cash that they stole from us in the first place, that they then tell us is supposed to come back to us, and then they even steal more of it. it's insanity.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned Iraq, which would be Halliburton, and of course,
yep,
chaired by Cheney and the Rothschilds and all them and stuff. But you start looking at all these places. Remember Trump gave the Golan Heights to Israel? Now, first off, what authority does a U.S. president have to give sovereign land from one country to another? And obviously, they've been holding on it since the Six-Day War because the oil and gas and everything. And it was, I think the company was Juul Energy that got all the contracts for that new gas that Israel can now drill. As soon as I saw that, I immediately went and looked up their board of directors. Boom, there's Dick Cheney's face. There's a Rothschild. There's Dave Richardson from New Mexico.
So follow you're exactly the money.
Spot on by saying, yeah, it's the absolutely same people over
sorry
and over
to cut
again
you off. Yep, follow the money and you'll see all the same cronies again and again. You know, they attacked the USS Liberty, and luckily we had whistleblowers to let us know what really happened right before all that went down. Never forget the USS Liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And, it's the same story, my friend, same story. Jason, thanks so much for the call today, okay?
Hey, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You too, man. Take care. Hope you're recovering with your business. Let's get one call here before we got to take a quick break and wrap things up. Lauren in Ohio. If we get cut off, I'll bring you back. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to call and compliment you on the way that you're raising your children and what you're talking about. Real quick for people who are paying taxes and you can't get your money back, does it occur to you not to give them your money in the first place? It's kind of like watching all
saying
these moms and dads with their kids being raped in the bathroom and tranny story time, and they can't write cursive and they don't know a damn thing. Does it occur to you to not put your children in that scenario in the first place, as opposed to complaining about it after? Oh, they made my kid wear a mask and now his brain is smaller. Well, yeah. I mean, we have got to grow up and man up. And that's what I like listening to you talk about, how you talk to those hospital people. You don't have to be a doctor. This is your life, your wife, and your baby. It's not a group project. Nobody else has a say. They are consultants that you're hiring, like you hire an accountant or a dog poop picker-upper or whoever you hire. They're not
Lauren,
than you, and they're not your boss.
Lauren, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a dog pooper picker-upper. That was my dream job. but you're right. They work for us. And we have the authority to assert ourselves at any time, the sovereignty, the autonomy. And you're absolutely right. And you know what's funny, Lauren? In the news lately, they're pushing the gun stuff with the school shootings again. And interestingly enough, at my son's school, there's a school shooting every single week. It's crazy.
And he's still in that school?
Yeah, he's homeschooled, and we do target practice in the backyard. It's a school shooting.
You scared me. That's the way to do it. Yeah.
So we have school shootings every week at my son's in our backyard on the farm. That's what we ought to be seeing.
That's right. Hitting what you shoot at. That's, you know, what do they call that?
Absolutely. And of course, we teach him a very healthy respect of firearms, because guns are something that I hope to never use against another living being. And if I do use it against a living being, hopefully it's for the sake of eating an animal that is something I value, like the Native Americans would, if you will. And I use every part and don't waste and all that good stuff. So,
amen. Well, you're doing a great job. I'll get off because I know you're trying to close out the show, but I had to call and compliment you. I so appreciate young men who are willing to be the man. And that's what these children need, and that's what your wives need. They need men that are willing to stand up and be men, not complain, not whine about how hard they got it. You're in one of the richest, it's not the richest country in the world anymore, but you still have opportunity here. Other places, you could be living in Iraq on a pile of sand and rocks. There's no job if you wanted one. And, you know, so we are blessed here, and we need to be appreciative, have an attitude of gratitude. But I love what you're doing, and I look forward to hearing you again.
Thanks. I'll be on Friday, so tune in. Coming back Friday to do some more of this, whatever this is. Maybe I'll call my my dad on Friday. That my mom's call went swimmingly well. She was on a long-distance phone call.
I didn't circumcise my son. Because I had started to figure out what was going on. but give your mom a break, man. She probably
I give her a break. I bombarded her, and you know, I don't know. I thought it would make for good radio, so I did it.
she's probably sitting there. She's gonna carry you up when you get off the phone.
Oh, I guarantee the second I'm off air. In fact, my brother's calling me right now. Let me answer this call. Hold on.
Oh boy. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. Hold on. Let's see. Jordan, I'm on the air. You're on the Bob Tuscan Show. What's going on?
Yeah, I found a girl that you matched on Bumble with, and she lives in...
Okay, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. My brother's a troll. He's horrible. All right, I thought he was going to call and tell me about my mother. Instead, he's making up some...
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I thought for sure. Instead, he's trolling me because he knows I'm on the radio.
oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, thanks again, Lauren. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you have a great rest of the show.
All right. Take care. There's not much show left. So in closing, I'll be back Friday. If you would like help, if you did play the game because the mafia was pressuring you to do so, and you have a business and you have W-2 employees on the books, call up my producer. Will get me your number, and I'll call you after the show, and we'll try to get you $26,000 per employee. That's $26,000 per employee. 800-313-9443. I'll get back to you as soon as possible, and we will talk about it. 800-313-9443. If you have W-2 employees on the books and you've been playing the games with the mafia known as the IRS, I'll help you get some money back out of their hands and put it into the hands of a conscious being like yourself. So would be happy to help with that. Call me up, and let's get you some of that money back once and for all. All right, that does it for us today. Republicbroadcasting.org. The archives go up pretty quickly, right, Mr. Producer? They can find the archives if they missed any of this show today. Absolutely. All right, well, cool. Look for that on republicbroadcasting.org. If you missed the first hour, my son had called in. It seems to be a hit. That was fun. And again, the ERTC program, we definitely want you to benefit from that if you can, if you had W-2 employees. And it'll help my family a little bit as well, because obviously Federal Reserve notes are needed to help this station continue and to help the efforts that we're doing. So let's all try to take that money out of the hands of the powers that shouldn't be and put it back into the hands of you and I. All righty. See, I mentioned again. All right? You happy? Good to go? All right. Cool. All right. We'll see you on Friday. Don't know who's hosting tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be another great host. And let's see what trouble we can stay out of until then. Have a great night, folks. Love you. Stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.